Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And to the over-the-road drivers out there, the men and the women behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers, thanks a lot for everything you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us. That's Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Okay, the news just came over here, just broke in front of me. The Lieutenant Governor is going to give a speech today to the New Yorkers. Kathy Hochul, I believe is the way you pronounce that. She's going to come on TV in New York State and talk to the people today, this afternoon sometime.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what she has to say. And all I know about her, Denise, is that she was in Congress and she had a quiet presence there, but she did serve in Congress.
Correct. You know, I don't think that she's going to be anything earth-shattering. I don't believe that she's somebody that we're going to have to fret over. New York is going to be the most scrutinized state right now we have other than California. So the New York General Assembly is going to watch her like a hawk. So,
yeah,
I don't think it's going to be anything earth-shattering.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it's fair to assume right now that with what's going on, not only in California, New York, but around the country, that the Democrats have lost control of their message, whatever their message was. I just don't see it being around anymore. And it's looking more and more like there is a big red wave coming our way in 2022, if not this year, where we're going to see the first signs of it in 2021 at the local, county, city, state, and regional level.
Well, when you say lost their message, I'm not sure I know what you mean by that. But I will say this. The easiest way to determine what voters are thinking now, and most of them don't think this early, but what they're thinking now is by the campaign contributions that are going into the coffers, either into the RNC or to individuals, for their reelections. So those that are sitting well and not screaming for you to donate some money to them kind of tells you who is in good shape and who isn't. I have seen that the GOP has taken in many, many more millions and millions of dollars than the DNC. So that should be an indication of what people are thinking here at this point.
Okay, we got news coming off the Senate floor right now. The Senate just passed the Democrats' $3.5 trillion budget resolution.
I'm not really panicked about this, except both of these bills should be highly advertised, as we speak, by the RNC. There won't be a single Republican that will vote for, or did vote for, the $3.5 trillion. Having said that, Pelosi says that she's not going to bring the $1.1 trillion to the floor until she gets a huge package deal here. So, which could take months if it happens.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, to say the least. And by the way, Senator Kennedy, or not Kennedy. Well, yeah, Kennedy last night, he trashed Cassidy again, his buddy in Louisiana. I don't think those guys get along.
Well, they actually shouldn't, to be honest with you. Cassidy's an idiot.
Yeah, well, he's obviously not sticking to his guns.
Well, I don't know what his guns are.
Well, but, his guns were, I'm a conservative. We don't need to spend all of this money. That's what he said. I remember when Trump was around, that's what he was saying. Now, all of a sudden, if he sees anything with money attached to it, it gets voted on and passed.
I never heard him say anything about being a conservative, so I can't speak to that one.
Yeah, I saw him at a Trump rally, and he did say that. Well, I'm a conservative, and we're this. He tried to sound like Trump when he was at the rally, and then the second he walked away from him, he was totally different.
He doesn't appear to be somebody that ever would have been at a Trump rally to me, but
oh, he was there. So was Kennedy. Both of them. All right. And so was Scalise. They were all there the day that I was there and I saw them. Now, Senator Ted Cruz is introducing legislation to ban vaccine mandates, mask mandates, plus the vaccine passports. I'm not sure that'll get enough traction to go anywhere. But
it won't. It's a gesture.
Okay. All right. I hear the music in my ear, so hold that thought. Hang right on there, and folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we will be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't forget, Wednesday morning, that means Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright will be around top of next hour.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
The Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Remember, education of our youth is always critical, and we had a trust in the school systems that are the way the subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values, but sadly, folks, that is just no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, these are beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. Volume number three features Tuggy and his bride settled along the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Tuggy's family and friends moved through American history, examining the crises that would have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. It's an absolute must for our homeschoolers, and it comes in English and Spanish. By the way, locally, you can find Tuggy the Patriot Pup at Coastal Market number 607, the Coastal Market number 607 over at 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Clearwater. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you again.
Hello.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Okay, here we go. you got to wonder, Dr. Ben Carson said that this is just not America anymore, as he slammed the Rashida Tlaib comment about her $40 billion bill, which is going to cancel utility an internet get for everybody?
It's canceled debt, because remember, you also have student debt that they're trying to do, too.
Mm-hmm.
And pay for everybody's everyday life. Pay their utility bills, pay their babysitting bills, pay mm-hmm. their mortgage, pay their rent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's entitlement gone wild.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what government is.
Yep. Yep.
But it is now.
Yep. Well, mm-hmm. well, there was a judge in Ohio yesterday who rejected the Biden administration's ban on evictions.
Yeah, this one, there was a particular case, I don't know if how many people saw it, but there was a particular case where there was a GoFundMe account that I think had raised $220,000.
Mm-hmm.
Where a woman claimed that she and her two kids were going to be thrown out, blah, 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 blah. Well, as it turns out, she wasn't the mother.
Wow.
The real mother stepped up. She was the babysitter.
Wow. And she had a GoFundMe page.
Yep.
Wow.
Because, and Cori Bush was the one that had pushed it hard, using it also as an example of stopping the eviction thing, and it turns out it was all a lie.
Well, all right, let's mm-hmm. go to the phone lines. We have Elliot in Wesley Chapel on the line, and good morning, Elliot.
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
Hi there.
Hey, Denise, I'd like to run this by you and see what you think. You know, as America adjusts to a never-ending COVID-19 blast from Joe Biden's open borders, there's a killer virus that could possibly make it to the shores of America, and the media is not talking about it. The Marburg virus. The disease was discovered when two large outbreaks occurred simultaneously in Marburg and Frankfurt, Germany, and Belgrade, Serbia in 1967. The outbreak was associated with laboratory work using African green monkeys from Uganda and results from prolonged exposure to mines or caves inhabited by Rosetta's bat colonies. Now, an outbreak occurred in Angola in 2005 when 374 people caught the virus and 279 died. Guinea has recorded 10 cases of Ebola, 5 have died. There are Africans traveling to America's Joe Biden's open borders. What I'm concerned about America, it only takes one infected African to expose us to Ebola or the Marburg virus. These two viruses are deadly, extremely deadly. And thank you so much, Captain, for the time. Have a great day.
All right, thank you. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, we should all take solace, you know, hats off to Elliot, but we should all take solace because the World Health Organization is reporting on it, but we know how they are. But everything Elliot just said is exactly right, mm-hmm. and what this thing does is it causes severe headaches, everything in your body hurts, abdominal pain, and then internal bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to diagnose because it very much gets confused with other things, but it is very deadly. He's exactly right. But it also comes from what? Ding, 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 a fruit bat.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we ought to be asking the questions, what about this fruit bat?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in these caves and in these mines. Yeah, so hat tip to Elliot. That's yet another one. And then we have the Delta Plus variant that's out there. So we're always going to be in some kind of a threat matrix here when it comes to viruses now. And we have to decide as a people here, Are we going to stop living and stop being a country because of this, or are we going to figure out how we're going to deal with it all?
Now, I have to mention what the CDC just attempted to do to Florida, and they got caught with their hands in the cookie jar.
That's right.
Yeah, the Florida Department of Health saw these numbers and said, wait a minute, these numbers the CDC are putting out, they're not right. And they figured out what they were doing was they were adding 2 days' numbers up together, giving them a higher number than what the cases actually were, when the cases, in fact, have been going down for the last week. And they got caught. Now, they haven't said, oh, gee, we're sorry, it was a mistake, this, that, and the other. Matter of fact...
Well, hold on. That's not exactly right. In order to, because publicly, you know, everybody is trying to tar and feather the state of Florida and Governor DeSantis.
That's correct.
But the Florida Department of Health took to Twitter and tweeted to the CDC,
hey,
we found your mistakes and you better fix this.
That's right.
So the CDC quietly fixed, I think, 2 days worth of numbers, but has not fixed all of them.
No, and you're right about quietly, because they haven't officially said a word yet. they just changed the numbers. But shame, shame, shame on them. Folks, don't believe the CDC. They just got caught trying to ramp something up that wasn't true.
Correct.
Yep. So what do we do now, Coach?
Well,
yesterday.
Obviously the state of Florida's got people on the case, and so, you know, they're watching their own back.
Yeah, because yesterday we were ready to send Fauci up in a spaceship and send him to Mars. So can we send the CDC along with him?
Whatever, yeah.
But I mean to tell you, this is embarrassing, and I mean, this is not good for the country, because now... You can't believe what the hell that one of the agencies that's supposed to be doing the right thing, which apparently isn't, because they had this vendetta against Florida, I guess, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you got Acostas over there calling the Delta variant now the DeSantis variant.
Yeah, I'm just going to read this one little tweet here. This is from Taryn Fenske, who apparently is with the Florida Department of Health. Here's the data. Friday, August 6th, 21.5. Saturday, August 7th, 19.5, 6.7. Sunday, August 8th, 15.319. Went down for those 3 days. And I guess that's what they're changing. Here comes the music. I got to let you go, and I will talk to you soon. So don't go nowhere. I'll catch you soon. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And we'll be right back with the Military and Veterans News Edition coming right up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate passed the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill on Tuesday with a 69-30 vote. 19 Republicans joined all Democrats in sending the bill to the House. In remarks after its passage, President Biden said the bill would be an historic investment in the country and proof that bipartisanship was still possible.
This bill is going to help make a historic recovery, a long-term boom. Folks, above all, this historic investment infrastructure. is what I believe you, the American people, want, what you've been asking for a long, long time. This bill shows that we can work together.
The chamber then shifted focus to a $3.5 trillion budget resolution that contains the rest of President Biden's priorities laid out in the American Families Plan. The Senate is continuing a marathon voting session where an unlimited number of amendments can be brought to the floor. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you, to teach you how to become an aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you where they're at right after they get a chance to tell you a little bit about themselves. So here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, again, two campuses, two different locations to teach you how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. The first one is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, and they have classes daytime and nighttime. The second one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston, not very far away. And you can also take advantage of the website by going to naa.edu. Now, the phone number to call to set up an appointment for a tour, because you should always take a tour of their facilities, is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Call them up, ask to take the tour, at one of their two facilities, whichever one's closest to you. And you'll be able to talk to a student or students. You'll be able to talk to an instructor or instructors. And you'll be able to find out about your financial arrangements, too, with your student loan or your GI Bill benefits if you're a veteran, post-9/11, pre-9/11. Find out what's there for you. And you'll be able to get all that done. And away you go. It's that simple. National Aviation Academy. Again, the website, NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Now, service leaders have a month to come up with a plan to vaccinate all the troops against COVID-19. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's memo calls for the services to develop mandatory vaccine plans between now and the middle of September. Now, on Afghanistan's front line right now, there are no really good choices. Because for the past month, Kandahar, which is Afghanistan's second largest city, has been under siege by the Taliban fighters who have got the city surrounded about halfway. Now, the families are stuck between them and the government forces and have just about nowhere to go. They leave their home, they get shot. And then again, they could wind up in the fight right where they're at. So we'll see. Now, Navy and Marine Corps troops are going to aim to refine and test the modern warfighting concepts in large-scale exercises here in 2021. The exercise demonstrates the Navy's ability to employ precise, lethal, and overwhelming force across 17 different time zones and invoices that will take care of about 36 live units and more than 50 virtual constructive units, along with six Navy and Marine Corps component commands. We'll see how all that plays out. That's a lot of work on a military exercise. Now, climate change is reportedly going to cost us. How the U.S. military is preparing now for harsher environments. Climate change is no longer a problem for future defense leaders. It's an immediate challenge for all of them instead. And, you know, though U.S. defense leaders often talk about great power competition in the future tense, the Navy's leaders in the U.S. 6th Fleet say it's already taking place in Europe. Perhaps nowhere is that clearer than in the Black Sea, where we keep having incidences and run-ins with the Russians with overflights of their aircraft, buzz-bys, even their ships coming very close. That's something else we'll have to keep our eyes on and see what happens there. Now, let's not forget that the United States military, and you probably heard about the Gerald R. Ford. The Navy is testing it. Well, they just completed the full ship shock trials on that aircraft carrier with no major casualties and less damage than was expected to repair during an upcoming maintenance availability. So that's a good thing for the Gerald R. Ford. As much as that aircraft carrier cost, the darn thing ought to be unsinkable. But you can't say that because remember the movie The Unsinkable Molly Brown and what that was all about. Now, the Navy Research Lab sees zinc-based batteries as a reusable replacement for the fire-prone and single-use batteries that we talked about the other day when the Navy research on safer zinc batteries had a battery fire in one of their places and had to resolve to getting that corrected very quickly. Now, does anybody remember the USS Bonhomme Richard?
Well, it's gone, but not forgotten. The attorney for the sailor accused of starting the ship fire last year said he was given limited time and resources to conduct his own onboard investigation. He's asking for more time to see what he can find out. And we'll see what happens there. Because I'm not sure, but I think they took that ship out. I think the ship went out and they sank it. I think that's what they did to it. They're using it for a natural reef. We'll find out. But I believe that's what happened to it. At the present time, anyway. Now, how the Air Force Material Command will help the Space Force is anybody's guess, but the Space Force is going to lean heavily on the Air Force for base support, and we'll see where they wind up and what they do and what they're able to do when it comes to material and whatnot. Now, sensors in relatively low orbits may be the best way to spot the super-fast hypersonic missiles, but they can't do the job alone. They may depend on the low-orbit Earth satellites to keep eyes on things so that they can figure out what's going on. In addition, a two-legged robot financed by the military has made history by learning how to run by itself and completing a 5-kilometer jog. Holy smokes. How about that? Now, think more troops, or fewer troops, rather, and more institutional-type living and building as what's going to happen in Iraq in the future as we wind things down there as well. And then there's America's diplomatic differences with China on trade. Taiwan, of course, the South China Sea, and much else are familiar. But the new issue will be moving to center stage Beijing's historic buildup of the intercontinental ballistic missiles that they have. And we'll see what happens there. Now, why is the U.S. Navy retiring a littoral combat ship so early? Well, it's because of the host of high-tech features that are costing them a lot of money. Trying to save a little money here, a little money there. And that's the way they think they can do it. We'll see. All right, Chris Markowski should be calling in. We'll see where he's at. If he made it back home today, he was supposed to fly into New York, so we'll see if he's made it there. In the meantime, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ron. In my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of the high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that makes this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And, boy, I'll tell you, that feels great on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, and first responders located on North Florida Avenue right next to Nissan and at mossacura.com on the web. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com on the web. Don't forget to tell them your captain sent you to save you a bunch more money, too. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is back in the U.S. of A. And you said you were having, what, some fun trying to get back in again?
Oh, it's, you know, ridiculous CDC rules that you have to follow that you make no sense. You just slow things down at the airport, even if you are fully vaccinated. You know, you still have to take a test. 3 days before, rapid test 3 days before, you get to the airport, you gotta, you know, you're waiting in line, all of a sudden you gotta fill out another piece of paper that, you know, that's attestation page. It was just, you know, things that are just gonna be get put into a box and nobody's going to ever look at. It's like they're trying to come up with busy work for government employees to do. Really, just a joke as far as I'm concerned.
Now, while you were gone, a funny thing happened in New York State. Your governor quit.
Again, Chuck Todd seems to think that it's a political calculation. If he actually went to an impeachment, he'd be able to defend himself, and he chose not to in this case. I don't know. The Democrats are kind of hoping, and some have actually even chimed in, like Chuck Todd, saying, hey, is he going to be back in 3, 4, maybe 5 years?
Don't think so.
Phoenix rising from the ashes type of a situation. I don't know. I don't know what capacity to be in. If you do remember, it got Eliot Spitzer, another disgraced New York governor, gets tossed out of office. He eventually had his own television show on CNN after that.
Mm-hmm. Now, a few minutes ago, you probably saw that the $3.5 trillion budget passed in the Senate.
Yes, through It's like a procedural type of a situation.
Correct.
And they're going to be working on all of their, what they can stuff into the bill. I think that, Chuck Schumer wants to get some kind of closure on it by September 15th, if I'm not mistaken with this thing. Again, it's huge. Definitely, going to change the look of this country without a doubt. Wonder, quite frankly, where the money is going to come from these things that they're putting on there. I don't know.
Well, Nancy is going to sit on it over there until she gets the right combination that she wants to bring it back. She's already said that.
Yeah. Well, again, it's just the Senate. The Senate's got to work its way through too. It's massive. Mm-hmm. and it certainly is a game changer for the country. Remind everybody that once entitlements start, they don't stop. They never do. They only get increased. I don't know where the money is going to come from. A massive expansion of Medicare. They'd like to lower the age for Medicare to 60. They also, want to expand to a myriad of other things that Medicare will cover. Again, where the money's going to come from all these things is beyond me, not to mention all the extended handouts and giveaways for kids and free community college and free pre-K and all this other stuff.
Well, Dominion Voting Systems is suing the news service Newsmax for reporting on the election claims that were made out there. I didn't think Newsmax said anything that wasn't provable about Dominion. Same with myself. I only went with the stories that were legit. I didn't go with the made-up ones that people had put out there.
Yeah, I saw that. And I'm also curious to kind of see. It was also OAN as well, also that lawsuit and what's going to come of it and whether or not it's just one of those situations where it's one of those lawsuits for PR purposes. That will make the news and then go away eventually. So who knows?
Now, New York State Assemblyman Ron Kim is planning on holding Governor Cuomo accountable for the nursing home deaths. I don't know how he's going to do that when the federal government said, nope, nothing to see there.
Yeah, again, that's going to be a difficult thing to do, and I think, quite frankly, it's going to be a little bit more grandstanding than anything else. I mean, if that was going to be handled, I think that might have been handled already. I was wrong. I didn't think he'd ever end up getting thrown out of office. I really didn't, especially the type of power that his family wields here in the state of New York. You mentioned, they changed the name of a major bridge honor his father. There's no more Tappan Zee Bridge. It's the Mario Cuomo Bridge. And, his family has been in power for a long period of time. That's talking about it. The guy doesn't own a house. I mean, he's getting kicked out of the governor's mansion. He's got to find a place to go.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he will, even if it's a mansion. But but anyway, Facebook also shut down an anti-vaccine influencer campaign. They like to do that sort of stuff.
Yeah. They're getting more and more involved in, you can post anything when it comes to COVID on Facebook. It's almost like a little box pops up at the bottom, telling you to click somewhere else. you know, and learn more about COVID, no matter what you really say. But, yeah, again, it's part of the problem that I have with these social media networks is that, you know, who made them judge, juror, and executioner when some of the decisions that they've taken, editorial decisions, have been just absurd, much like, you know, thwarting information getting out with the virus coming from the Wuhan laboratory, which where they were doing for a long period of time. Yeah. Now it's pretty, you know, common knowledge around here. So again, it's scary when companies can edit and doctor things like that.
By the way, I have no idea what she did, but Liz Cheney has once again been censured, this time for the second time, by the Wyoming Republican Party for whatever it is that she did recently.
I think it has to do with some of the stuff in regards to Trump, if I'm not mistaken. People Wyoming voted for. I mean, the way you handle it is that you vote her out. I mean, it would be censured here. It's like, okay, it doesn't mean anything. It's a strongly worded letter. Who cares? She's not going to care. She won. And, you know, if you have a problem with some of these politicians and what they're doing, then vote them out.
Correct. I see by the looks here that Senator Rubio has apparently come out and put out quite a little paper, notes and whatnot, about this infrastructure bill and how much debt it adds to the budget.
Massive amounts of debt to our national debt and what it's going to do to our budget concerns because it's, you know, it's paying going forward. So, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, not to mention some of the things that they stuck in there. You know, we told you that this was coming. Remember we talked about the mileage tax?
Yeah.
You know, that's something they're going to put in there. And, you know, how could they not? You know, that's, you know, another way of taxing people and getting money to pay for some of this stuff. We're going to see taxes on top of taxes, which we already see.
By the way, we are sending an envoy, the United States, to Afghanistan to talk with the Taliban to tell them to stop the attacks on the Afghanistani people, to get along. Can't we all go along to get along? And there was somebody in the hallway overheard doing this. But anyway, think about that for a second. How stupid is that, that you're sending an envoy to go talk to the Taliban to tell them to quit attacking the Afghanis?
Again, we've been there, you know, looking at this, you know, I don't know how to look at it any other way as a, it's a major defeat for the United States as far as military campaign is concerned. We went in and beat al-Qaeda, decided to stick around for 20 years,
yep.
And now got nothing.
That's right. Absolutely right. Taliban is back, and they're running the country, and they're going to have it all shortly. All right, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same station, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Watchdog on WallStreet.com, and we'll be right back, right after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.